time, I'd also like to memorialize into the record. Over 2.5 years ago, I was asked, is the 401A local plan legal? I was here at the meeting. I responded, it is illegal. My counsel reported it is illegal. On April 3rd, Judge Stone entered into an order of which I will read the ruling.
Pam Childers, yesterday during the county commission meeting, she's the clerk and the comptroller of court, clerk of courts and the comptroller for the county, talking about the win she had this week with the ruling against the three county commissioners, Lumen May, Stephen Berry, and Robert Bender, who had all been recipients of the 401A, ICMA, local plan, whatever you want to call it. A big win for her. Ultimately, it's the taxpayers who lose because all of this hubbub is, we would prefer it to not have to happen at all. Pam Childers is on the line with us now. Pam, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. I'm getting so many texts in from people who are so glad that you are challenging the mistakes that the commissioners are making and not just being a rubber stamp on what they do. So, and I feel the same way. Like, somebody's got to be a check on some of their bad decisions. So people really appreciate that you're standing up and doing what's right.
I agree. It was the right thing to do. It's not always the easiest thing to do because you know it's an uphill battle. You know, I'm married to an attorney. I know they're expensive. So you've got the cost in it. And then it breaks down relationships. And what the people need is good government. So this was hard on everyone.
Yeah, and it's, you certainly, I'm sure, as a participant, but also as an onlooker, you know, why can't we all just get along and be smarter? But, you know, that sometimes people don't allow you that option exactly. You went to court to prevent, and they went to court. Well, they went to court to force you to pay, and you, of course, responded and said, no, I won't. The judge sided with you so strongly that he even wrote, it would be absurd to conclude that the county was right in taking the position that they have taken in this regard. People have raised the question of, why would the county be the one suing you? It seems like the individual commissioners would be the ones suing you. Did that seem weird to you that the county was doing it?
We grappled with that, too. And the repayment is a different situation, I know, and you may have some questions on that.
I do.
But it crossed my mind way too many times. Why are the people, why is this Cambia County government suing me for three people? And it's how it was explained to me. They are commissioners, the county, they represent the board, the county, and that's how that lawsuit was filed. The writ of replevin is another one.
Right.
I don't agree. I think this is personal. And it's now personal, right? We have gotten to the point where it's unauthorized compensation. We've gotten to the point where it's personal.
Well, and, you know, it's kind of interesting you mentioned the replevin suit. I've been telling this morning about how in the last week we've just had, they're 0-for-4 on lawsuits. They lost the preliminary on the replevin. They lost the medical examiner just comes back and says, which wasn't their lawsuit, but, you know, they had kind of been involved in all of this. And Deanna Oleski's exonerated. Ramey Edler, they're voting a $950,000 settlement from the insurance company, the former medical director. And then your case, it's a lot of losing lawsuits kind of all coming to fruition right in the same place. And I don't know. It just, as a county resident, I hate for any of this to be going on. It's sort of a, why can't we just be smarter, you know?
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. It is tough to watch. I am independent. I don't answer to the comptroller or to the county commissioner. As the comptroller, I do try to advise. I try to be there when they want to talk because I'm the financial expert for the county. I'm not an attorney, but I have an attorney, and sometimes collaboration and going through things is the smarter way to do it. We just could not get collaboration on this 401A, despite my attempts to ask.
So on this going forward, you last night in the county commission meeting said, look, I'm asking for you guys to return the money, and I'm also asking you for that you don't appeal this ruling. What does happen now? Because if they got money into these accounts during the time, and particularly Robert Bender, you know, you were the comptroller then, and those payments were allowed or authorized on a plan that has now been deemed to be illegal. I mean, do they have to give those back? I know that's what you asked for. Could you be liable for, I mean, if they went after you to get the money, what happens now?
Let's start with what happens now, because that's the easiest, and let's see if I can roll through this. What happens now is I made a public request, and I made that public request because they at one time in a meeting said, if it's illegal, we'll pay it back. First of all, you want your commissioners to be honorable, right? That's why you voted them. You voted them in to represent your best interests, the best interest of government. It's not really what's happened here, but now we're at the next phase. Pay it back. So the right thing is to ask publicly, and they should work together to pay it back. The next thing that will happen is they will get a letter from me personally to them, from the comptroller to them personally, that says you need to pay it back and the reasons why. We need to give a period of time. It does not have to be long. A period of time to start making movement. If there's no movement, if there's no interaction, if there's no cooperative response, you go to the courts. The courts have already deemed this illegal compensation.
Yeah.
And if this continues, you can go all the way to this is stolen money. You know, what do you do with any vendor that you overpay? The county always works with the vendor or the employee that was overpaid to get that money back. You end up in a contractual agreement, you withdraw it from their pay, or you get with the vendor and you get the money back. We're in that situation. And what happens when they don't pay it back? In this case, we're talking about a large sum of money. In this case, you would go to the courts.
Now, that money,
the courts have ruled.
Yeah, if you recovered it, that money would what, go to FRS? I mean, because it would have been going to FRS had it, you know, that's the part of this I don't understand either is what if they try to, you know, get sort of back participation in FRS for all of these years? Because the money doesn't really belong to the county. They would have been paying out the same amount either way, right?
Okay. So first of all, let's take the first thing. First of all of the money has to come back to the county treasury.
Okay.
The principal and any interest and the account has to be closed down.
Got
because
it.
The 401A for elected officials closes out. That comes back to the county treasury. Second step, they individually or they collectively with the help of probably Allison Rogers County attorney will need to get back into FRS if they choose. It is FRS, or their managing agency, Department of Management Services. That agency will look at the rules and decide how many years and how much, and if they can.
Okay.
So they have to wait for DMS. So when DMS does that calculation and they are allowed to go back for those service years, then okay. I agree. They're allowed that pension for that service years. But first of all, they don't get that until we get all the money, period, right? I have the checkbook. That's how it's going to work. They understand this. Secondly,
yeah.
You know, if we don't have the money, we just hold out until we get the money. I'm trying to find my train of thought on the other question.
No, that's okay. And I was going to ask something else, or I asked something else about the appeal as well. But I think I had also asked you, you'd made the request of them not to appeal because the judge was very, very definitive, and that would take up more resources and time and delay getting things done properly, right?
Right. But I'm going to go back and answer your other part of that question. You asked about FRS and the money would all go to FRS.
Yeah.
I want you to understand something. If the same or similar amounts of money go from a 401A and, well, it costs the taxpayers the same amount of money, whoever thinks that is obtuse. They just plain don't get it. If you're a commissioner, you should understand this. If you're a budgeting person in Escambia County, you should understand this. Because we have debt on our books for all of the future payments, pensions that are assigned to Escambia County through the FRS, the majority of the money that goes to FRS when we pay, buy back the service, will go down to pay that debt. And if you don't use this money to do it, you're going to have to dip into another account at the county and pay it. So you start feeling this pain when you are budgeting, because your salary amount per person and the benefits keep going higher because you are systematically paying down that debt. So please understand, while the dollars may look similar, they are absolutely not the same. And the judge understood that very well.
Okay, see, I had not understood that. So I appreciate you telling me I'm obtuse. And seriously, I appreciate that, because I had only been thinking about, well, the numbers are the same, so the cost is the same. But if you're saying that the money that goes to FRS that doesn't go into their personal accounts actually will come back to us to service the debt or the obligations created for the employees that we're going to have to pay this to. So it really is a loss for the county. That is a slice of this puzzle that I had not understood until, you know, the last 60 seconds or so. So thank you for pointing that out. I appreciate it. Last thing I wanted to ask you.
Learning.
Yeah, and I always try. You brought up something last night that was kind of a, as you said, a side item, but your ability to access the OpenGov software, which your people had before and need in order to do things like auditing and controlling, I assume, comptrolling. Why don't you have that? What happened? I don't understand why that would even be an issue.
Well, I didn't see you asking this question. let's see. I don't want to make this drama. There's just some things that need to stay inside the walls of government.
Okay.
However, this is pretty serious. There was a conversation with my internal auditor and the county, and we'll just leave it at the county, and their reaction by 4 o'clock was to cut off all of our access. And this is where we get documents to do our pre-audit function. You know, let's look at the bids. Let's look at the tally sheet. This is what we have to look at, especially in contracts, large contracts, construction bids. So you just whacked off our ability to audit. So now we're constantly having to ask for documents. They're trying to drop it in file. It's missing documents, and it's just taking so much time. And I know what happens. Then you're like, never mind, just don't worry about it, just don't pay it. No, that's not who we are. So we should have access to that. They have access to our systems. We have access to their systems. This is transparency in government. This is oversight. This is working together. So I made a public plea because I have asked privately, and this is needed. So that's why I made a public plea.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like, you know, Wes was, you know, willing when Mike Kohler kind of followed up on that to ask him if they were willing to turn that access back on. And, you know, I didn't mean to get into all the drama of it, although, you know, sometimes I do. But in this case, I just didn't know what the actual story was. So thank you for clarifying. Oh, I knew there was one other thing in my 14-part question that I asked you. Do you worry at all that they would try to, I mean, we seem to be lawsuit happy, that they might, the county commissioners would try to sue you because you're the one who authorized the payments when it was an illegal plan all the years before you realized that it was an illegal plan?
I'm sure there's some naysayers out there, people beating their chest, oh, Pam Childers should pay this. I don't know. I don't have a word for them. I probably do have a word for them, but I won't say it. They just don't understand. They're just not real smart. They don't get it. They're just emotional. They're just, you know, they're just short on intelligence. The judge, at this line of demarcation, those payments have been deemed illegal. It starts now. What I thought, and doing my research as a CPA, obviously there are two sides to this, which is why it ended up in court. So, you know, I did the best I could. I didn't know if they were illegal. I didn't know if I was interpreting the statutes right. I felt pretty right. I felt very comfortable. But the judge has ruled. At this point, if I am to make additional payments, I would have knowingly made those payments, and you can now hold me accountable going forward.
Right.
So, you know, if you're hearing that, just, you know, check that source. They're not real bright. They don't understand it. Maybe it's just emotional for them. I don't know.
Well, we have a fair number of emotional, obtuse, not too bright people. And I appreciate you saying so always.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I get it.
I'm just frustrated.
No, I know. And I mean, Trust me, I understand. Well, Pam, we just got, seriously, while I'm talking to you, got a couple of more texts in saying they appreciate you. Pam, cheerleader emojis, and then thank you so much for your hard work, Pam. Pam Childers is the clerk of the court and the comptroller for Escambia County. I appreciate you. I know we don't have you on all that often, but when we do, it is always enlightening, and I definitely learned stuff today. So thank you for doing the job that you've been doing, and I appreciate you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sure. Bye-bye.